Ferg in the morning on the Hit Southern Lakes. It is 17 minutes to 9 on your Wednesday morning, and our Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Wellness continue on. For those who are not aware, it's a 7-week series with Vicky McLean from the radio station here and also Dr. Wellness as they guide you on your wellness journey, covering subjects like vitality, tired all the time, longevity, lifestyle, stress, and that very important nutrition. Wellness medicine is the future of health and well-being. And this morning, Vicky talks to Dr. Wellness on living longer.
We are now into sort of talking about living longer, and there's a few comments that I've heard over the last week in particular, which is around, what are the benefits of health and what age do I, sort of get started? What age is too late to start?
Great question. I mean, the great thing about it is it's never too late, and I've got a patient example I'll tell you about in a minute, but it's a myth that we should degenerate as much as we do. You know, we're told that, oh, you're too old to do that anymore. It's just such a myth, and whilst I'm really passionate about preventing people having diseases and living longer, my main passion is people to live in a really energetic and peaceful way and not just survive each day. And it's infinitely possible for you to have as much energy as you do in your 20s. So if you feel like running a marathon at 100 years old, that is definitely possible. I have people say, no, I don't want to run a marathon at 100 year old or any age. But surely, you want to be able to do whatever you want to do with as much energy as you can. You want to be independent. You don't want to be having to be looked after in the nursing home. And you want people to say you look longer. Some people say that to me. So, I had a lady, she was 92, came to see me, and she'd had bloating and low mood, not really depression, just a bit flat. And the only thing I did initially was to get her off gluten, and she came back just 2 weeks later with a flat stomach for the first time at 92. She was thrilled, and of course she was feeling a lot better, a lot happier.
Oh, wow. So gluten. So what would your tip be for us with, the week ahead? What's some of the gluten products that we should take out of our diet?
Yeah, this is maybe a wee bit difficult to do, but I certainly think people should be at least lowering their gluten and dairy intake. There's plenty of other great sources of calcium. You can certainly do food intolerance testing, but I'd work with someone who specialises in that, because the best test is really to do an exclusion diet rather than the testing. And that's different. The testing that we do is different than the skin prick testing that you would normally get. That's for something different.
So you're saying don't Dr. Google it.
No.
Definitely your body is different to anyone else's, so therefore you should be getting tested for what your body needs are. Is that
exactly? Because right? If you eat things that you're allergic to, then you end up with leaky gut, which creates your autoimmunity, and that makes you age a lot faster. It's one of those things that makes us age really quickly.
So that's Dr. Wellness and Vicky McLean, and a little wee takeout from that segment this morning. So why don't you be conscious on how much gluten you are eating? If you want to, try to cut down on gluten and dairy this week. And Dr. Wellness and Vicky will be back next Wednesday morning.
Ferg in the Morning, proudly brought to you by Stonewood Homes. Build your dream home with 5% deposit with Queenstown's most awarded home builders. Ferg in the Morning on the Hits, Southern Lakes.